读一处圣经，约翰福音第六章。
Let's first read a scripture in the book of John, chapter 6,
27到29。
Verse 27 to 29.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。众人问他说，我们当行什么才算是做神的功呢？耶稣回答说，信神所差来的就是做神的功。
Do not work for food that spoils, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Then they asked him, What must we do to do the work of God requires? Jesus answered, The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent.
好，我们祷告。
Let's have prayer.
亲爱的主，我们真的是谢谢你，让我们今天有机会来这边听你的话。
Dear Lord, we truly thank you for letting us to come here to hear your words.
你的话是活泼的，是有功效的。
Your word is living and is working.
像两刃的剑能够刺入破开。
It's like the double-edged sword that can separate the soul and the spirit.
使我们的灵跟魂能够分开。
To separate our soul and spirit.
求主帮助我们。
May Lord help us.
能够听了你的话，就能够在你的话里面有力量遵行你的话。
So that after hearing your word, we have this power to act on your word.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，刚刚我们念的这一段圣经里面。这边讲到这个众人问说怎么样做才是做神的功，这个功是复数的。
We just read the scripture that the people asked Jesus how they can do the work of God. And this work is in the plural tense.
我们以为做很多事情就是做神的功。
Sometimes we think that if we do a lot of works, then we are doing God's work.
但是神耶稣说信神所差来的就是主耶稣他自己就是做神的功。
But Jesus answered, the work of God is to believe in the one he has sent.
这就我们底下分享的这个都是讲约翰福音有七个地方耶稣自己自称我是。
And in the following sharings, we are going to share the seven places that Jesus mentioned that he is.
这让我们知道我们的焦点必须在主自己身上。
So that we know that we must focus on Jesus himself.
好，我们一个一个看，这本来每一个都可以至少分享一次。
And we are going to look at it one by one, and each one of them can be a separate fellowship.
不过我们就尽量这个能讲多少就讲多少。
But we are going to try our best to share most of them.
这个六章三十五节，耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
In the verse 36, chapter 6, verse 35, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
这个粮在圣经里面常常是指满足哦。
This bread of life always pointed to whether you are satisfied.
那常常圣经说我饥饿了，饿就表示不满足哦。
And in the Bible, whenever it points to being hungry, that means you are not satisfied.
那个耶稣在受试探的时候，他讲了一句话说，人活着不是单靠食物。
When Jesus was being tested, Jesus said that men live do not depend only on bread.
所以乃是靠 主的话。
But depend on God's word.
阿摩斯书哦，第八章十一节说。
In the book of Amos, chapter 8, verse 1.
11, 十一节。主耶和华说：“日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上哦，人饥饿非因无饼，干渴非因无水哦，乃因不听耶和华的话。”
Chapter 8, verse 11. The days are coming, declared the Sovereign Lord, when I'll send a famine through the land. Not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the word of the Lord.
这边告诉我们，我们应该把我们的重点在主自己身上哦。
Here it pointed us, led us to focus on our Lord Himself.
如果今天有人告诉你说我发明了一个这个药丸是吃了你就永远不饿哦。
If someone told you that he invented a medicine that after you eat you would never go hungry,
或者是一个月不会饿
or you would not go hungry for the whole month,
不但不会饿，你吞了那个丸子以后，你就好像吃美餐一样，就享受了一番哦。
Not only you would not go hungry, you will feel that you have a good feast.
我想大家都要去买哦。
I think everyone wants to buy this medicine.
但是主这边说，这个我是生命的粮哦，到我这里来的就永远不饿哦，信我的永远不渴哦。
But our Lord said here that He is the bread of life. He who comes to Him will never go hungry, and he who believes in Him will never be thirsty.
这个我们吃地上的东西吃了都会饿哦。
We will feel hungry after finish eating.
但是主是这个生命的粮，就是不一样哦。
But our Lord is the bread of life and is a different type of food.
那我们礼拜五查经就查到五饼二鱼的故事哦。
We had this Bible study about the five fishes and five bread and two fishes.
有一个弟兄讲得很好哦，他说这个五个饼两个鱼就好像五块钱跟两个 quarter.
And a brother shared this. It's like this is $5 and two quarters.
神给我们，让我们得到了这个五个饼，就是那是那个小朋友带着五个饼两个鱼哈。
Lord, let us share this five bread and two fishes handed in from the child.
他不交给主一餐就他就自己就吃完了。
He could have finished this by himself.
但是那是主赐的，主，所以我说很奇怪，就是说主给我们的，结果我们把它交给主的话，就变成所有的人都得到主的祝福，就变成所有的人都吃到了。
But he understands this came from the Lord, so he gave back what came from the Lord, so that the Lord can share with everyone to satisfy everyone.
所以这个主的做法是超乎我们人所能想象的哦。
So what Jesus did is has surpassed what we were thinking of.
我们认为十一奉献，你奉献十分之一，哇，我只剩十分之九，那就越来越少了。
Some people will think giving the one tenth to the church, leaving yourself a ninth out of ten is not enough.
但是五饼二鱼告诉我们，只要经过主的祝福，神给的是更多的。
But through the story of the five bread and two fishes, it shows that whatever that's left over, as long as it's blessed by the Lord, it will be satisfying.
所以在出埃及记的时候，他们神所赐的玛拿就是这样哦。
And therefore, in this book of Exodus, recorded the manna, this food.
你多的也没有剩哦。
If you collected too much, you will not have leftover.
你少的也没缺哦。
If you collected not enough, you would not feel lack.
所以神赐给我们这个生命的粮，是让我们是他。主自己宣称他是生命的粮，是告诉我们要我们这样来寻求他。
When Lord declared that He is the bread of love, the purpose is to tell us to seek Him out.
今天我分享这些是大家想一想哦，这个 对自己问一问哦，生命的粮到底我是追求世界上的粮还是生命的粮？
I'm sharing this topic to bring you to the attention that to you, what is the bread of life for you?
我们常常在生活中常会遇到很多的不顺利的事情哦。
We have a lot of adverse environment to us.
那我们也常常为所需要的祷告。
And we are always pray for what we need.
但是很多时候都不是照我们所想象的。
But a lot of time it didn't go as what we think.
那一般我们的祷告都是很完美，很 good 很好的那个计划里面的。
Usually in our prayer we have this perfect plan.
我下面讲一个故事哦。
And I have this following story to share.
有一个姐妹叫做Mary Berry.
There is this sister, her name is Mary Berry.
Martha Berry. 她在一个贫民区长大的。
She grew up in a poor area.
但是他知道这些平民的小孩子需要受到好的教育，让他们能够在主里面能够有机会更多的认识主。
So she know that the kid who grew up in this poor area need to be guided a better education so that they can know the Lord better.
所以他希望这些人都能够得到帮助，所以他有一个愿望，就是希望能够在这个平民这个区域里面建造一个像学校一样，能够让这些人能够得到好的教育，能够知道主是爱他们的主。
So she had this wish to build a school in this poor area so that people can know that God loved them.
所以呢，她就试着有机会就正好有一个破旧的教室，然后他就找了一些人，希望能够给他们帮助。
So one time there is this building, abandoned building, and she seek people out to try to renovate the place.
正在这时候，他发现有一个企业家哦，那个人的名字叫做 Henry Ford。
And then she met this entrepreneur. His name is Henry Ford.
他知道，大家知道他嘛，哈。
Everybody knew this person, right?
很有钱，他也很愿意做慈善的事业。
He is very rich and he's willing to good deed.
正好他到那边去演讲的时候，他就去参加，然后跟他分享他的愿望。
One time she shared her wish to Henry Ford.
这个 Henry Ford 就他讲完之后就伸到他的口袋掏了一下，就掏出一个硬币来给他。
And Henry Ford put his hand into the pocket and take out a coin to her.
那个硬币就是10分钱哦。
And this coin is only 10 cents.
那如果我收到的话，我觉得不晓得你收到会怎么样哦。
If I got this, well, I don't know how you felt about getting this 10 cents.
所以我们常常祷告也是这样哦，祷告主怎么不会应许照我这个计划，照我这个样式成就。
So a lot of time our praying is like this. We always feel that why God didn't accomplish my will according to how I pray.
我们可能就会认为说，这个 Henry Ford 真的是看不起我哈，这个认为我这个愿望真的是不可能的，然后就拿10 cents打发我走这样。
And then we might feel that this Henry Ford is looking down on our wish and just give us 10 cents to send us away.
但是他这个 Martha Berry 不是这么想哦，他说神，既然他常常为这个事祷告，那神有机会让有人有这样给他的时候，一定有神的带领哦。
But Martha Barry didn't think this way. She believed that since she had this praying, and Lord will lead her the way.
所以呢, 她就把这个实现呢, 跑去商店, 买了一袋的水果的种子, 哦。
And so she used this 10 cents to buy a bag of seed.
她就把, 这个种子撒在他们家后院,
and she spread the seed in her backyard.
长话短说, 就后来就长出很多, 然后她就收了水果以后, 果实以后, 她就卖掉, 然后, 得了一些钱, 能够买更多的种子。
Make the story short, she had this fruit grows in her backyard, and then she sold the fruit to buy more seed.
再撒更多, 所以她几年以后, 她就 赚了一些钱, 然后就有机会能够买一个破烂的教室, 跟一些, 学生的书, 书本等等。
A few years later, she got enough money to buy an abandoned building and some books for the kid.
所以有机会她在遇到Henry Ford的时候, 她就去跟他分享这件事, 而且感谢他。
And then the next time when she met Henry Ford again, she told her the story and shared this with him.
那个Henry Ford觉得很惊讶哦, 实现能够做这种事哦。
Henry Ford was amazed that what 10 cents can do.
所以他就想知道更多他的详细情形哦, 请他分享。
And then he asked her to share more details with him.
所以当他分享完之后, Henry Ford就签了一张100万的, 支票给他,
and after her sharing, Henry Ford signed a check of $100 million to her.
$1 million.
And this place is
East
part of the America, and till today this place is still there.
所以这个故事告诉我们说，这个我们要把我们的重点看在主自己哦，主会带领我们哦。And
this story tells us to focus us on the Lord.
让我们真的知道，供应的是我们的主哦。
So that we know the one who supplied is from Lord.
好，第二个主宣称的是，他说我是生命的光，在世界的光哦，在第八章十二节哦。In
John chapter 8:12,
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光哦，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光哦。
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
我们再看一节马太福音第六章23节。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 3.
22 and 20.
Verse 23.
22节说, 眼睛就是身上的灯, 你们眼睛若嘹亮, 全身就光明, 你们眼睛若昏花, 全身就黑暗, 你里头的光, 若黑暗了, 那光是, 那黑暗是何等的大呢?
The eyes is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
这边22节说眼睛若嘹亮，那嘹亮就是single，就是你能够专心的，不会double vision哦。
In verse 22, here when it mentioned about the eyes are good, that means your eyes can focus. You don't have double vision.
所以我们希望我们能够真的是能够知道光，这主说我是世界上的光。When
our Lord said He is the light of the world,
光的相反就是黑暗哦。
and the opposite of light is darkness.
几年前大家应该都记得大纽约区这个停电哦，所有的都没有电哦。
A few years ago, the New York City was in darkness because of out of electricity.
那纽约市的商店怎么样？
And what happened to those stores?
所有的都没有灯，警铃也不会响哦，所以这些人就这样把这个百货公司或什么的所有的玻璃敲破进去随便你拿东西对不对
No light, no alarm system, so people break in.
所以这个如果有光的时候他们就不敢做这些事、哦、
And if there is light, nobody dare to do something like that.
但是 因为没有光所以他们做很多不讨人的事喜欢的时候
But without the light, people are doing things that is not pleasing.
所以我们希望我们的这个眼睛能够专注在主自己的身上。
So we hope that our eyes can focus on our own Lord.
礼拜五我们查经的时候也读到那个彼得，他走在水面上，对不对？
On Friday Bible study, we also share about Apostle Peter walking on the water.
主没有因为他要求要走在水面上而斥责他、哦、
Lord didn't rebuke him because he wanted to walk on the water.
但是主这个为他小信而斥责他。
But Jesus rebuked him because of his short of belief.
所以在十四章三十节那边讲到，这个彼得就看到这个风大哦的时候，他本来应该是注目在主自己的身上哦，往前走的话就不会沉下去。可是他因为看环境，就开始沉哦。
So in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 30, it mentioned that Peter sank because he started looking around him instead of focusing on the Lord.
所以主说我是世界的光、哦、我们的 focus 应该在这个光上，我们就不会沉下去、哦、
And when our Lord told us that he is the light of the world, we should focus on this light so that we would not sink.
所以让我们真的是常常知道主是我们的一切。
So let us be realized that our Lord is everything to us.
我们常常唱了很多诗歌，很有名的就是 作曲家大家都知道这个有一个瞎眼的女的是谁。
We know there is this famous writer of our hymns and she is blind.
就是 Fanny Crosby。
She is Fanny Crosby.
她一岁的时候父亲就过世了。
Her father passed away when she was one.
那但是她在生下来六个礼拜的时候就因为不晓得是医生误诊或者是她得到那个 infection 哦。
Only 6 weeks after she was born, didn't know whether she was infected or because of doctor's maltreatment.
所以她眼睛就瞎了。
So she became blind.
那她母亲是一个是佣人哦。
Her mother is a servant.
Is a maid.
Is a maid.
所以他们家是非常穷，所以她小时候是跟她的祖母一起。祖母带大的。
So she was born in this poor family and was raised by her grandmother.
所以她祖母呢，所以在人看来她已经瞎眼，又从小就瞎眼，是在黑暗里面哦。
From the point of human beings, we will see that she is living in darkness.
但她祖母呢，常常在摇椅上。给他讲圣经故事，然后一起祷告，一起读圣经哦。
But her grandmother always tell her Bible story and read Bible with her.
所以他八九岁就会背四福音，也会背 箴言跟雅各书。
So only when she, only at 8-9 years old, she can memorize the four gospel books and the Proverbs and the book of James.
后来当然主让他们有这个贵人相助，就是他们遇到那个这个有名的人来帮助他们。
And Lord allow a rich person to come to them to help them.
所以他有机会去受教育，读好的学校。
And so she get this opportunity to be educated.
所以后来他就在那个学校里面当老师，然后到了44岁的时候，他的已经写曲子，不过这44岁是这个第一次发表一个人家所知道的曲子。
So she became a school teacher, and at 44 years old, her hymn songs were being published.
所以她后来51年里面，所以她总共一生写了大概有9000多首曲子。
And in 51 years of time, she wrote about 9,000 hymns.
那其中6000首是大家所比较熟悉的。
And among those 6,000 hymns were more familiar to us.
所以虽然在人看来他是在黑暗中，
To man, she seems that she is in the darkness.
但是因为他认识主，他在主里面，他里面的眼睛是雪亮的。
But because she knew the Lord and she lived abide by the Lord, she has this bright inner eyes.
所以我们也希望我们不是眼睛虽然是看见却看不见。
So we hope that even our flesh eye sees, but we are blind.
所以我们希望我们能够更多人能够走在主的正路中。
We hope that we can walk on the righteous path of the Lord.
好，第三个主的宣称就是约翰福音第10章。
And the third declaration from the Lord is in the book of John chapter 10.
这个第七节后面，所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，我就是羊的门，凡在我以先的都是贼是强盗，羊却不听他们。我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
Verse 7. Therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture.
盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是叫羊得生命，并且得了更丰盛。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
这边主宣称我就是这个门。
Lord here declared that he is the gate.
门的作用是怎样？
What is the function as a gate?
门就是你进出一定要经过那个门。
The function of the gate is to, whenever you go in and out, you have to pass through the gate.
然后主说出这个第九节后面说，出入得草吃哈。
And in verse 9, Lord said that he will come in and out and find pasture.
所以这些羊如果出入都经过那个门，都会得草吃哦。
So when these sheep pass through the gate in and out, they will find pasture.
所以你要生命更丰富吗？
So do you want a more abundant life?
你就必须经过那个门哦。
Then you must pass through this gate.
那个就是主自己，就必须常常与主亲近。
And that is Lord himself, and we have to be close to our Lord.
我们都知道常讲的一个故事哦。
We always mention this story.
这个常常有如果撒旦来敲门的时候
If Satan came to knock on the door,
你不要自己开门，对不对？
Don't open the door yourself.
请主耶稣来开门。
Ask Jesus Lord to open the door.
你就会没事了。
Then you will be safe.
可是我们常常在我们生命中所遇到的很多事情的时候
But in our life, whenever we encounter events,
我们都自己来开门。
We open the door ourselves.
所以主这边告诉我们他是这个门哦。
So here, Lord reminded us that He is the gate.
这个门就是像一个供应者一样哦。
And this gate is like the provisioner.
也是一个能够控制的一个。
And the one who is in control.
所以我们知道这个主就像一个主就是死无变有，然后是能够在沙漠开江河，在旷野开道路的主。
Our Lord can change from nothing to something, and can open the road in the desert.
所以我们常常，如果今天我告诉你，明天。油价从3块钱会跌到变成10 cents，你相不相信
？If I tell you that tomorrow the gasoline price is going to change from $3 to $0.10, would you believe？
没有一个人会相信。
No one will believe me。
在旧约的时候，以利沙说这个，他们那时候因为亚兰在列王记下哦。这个
In the second king,
第六章后面到第七章哦。
Chapter 2 to chapter 7.
那个亚兰王来攻打那个。
The king of Aram came to attack the Israelite.
攻打撒玛利亚的时候，那时候那些人没有食物吃的时候
，When they came to attack Samaria, people were in famine.
连鸽子的粪都只饮五色克勒哦，在25节讲，第6章25。
Chapter 6, verse 25. There was a great famine in the city. The siege lasted so long that a donkey's head sold for 80 shekels of silver and a quarter of a cap and of seed pad for 5 shekels.
没有食物吃，连这个儿子都可以更换，然后就吃他们的肉。
The famine was so bad that they will exchange their own children for food.
不是 ，anyway。所以以利沙跟他们讲说，明天这时候这些就会变成非常便宜哦。
And Elisha told them that everything will change tomorrow.
对，那这个在第7章第1节讲的哦。
In chapter 7 verse 1, Elisha said.
所以这边告诉我们。神是死无变有的主哦。
And here it told us that our God is the one who changed from nothing to something.
所以神要我们知道他能行万事的主。
And He wants us to know that He is Almighty.
他是这个门哦。
And He is the gate.
不从门进去，这个跨过去的都是这样，都是贼，都是这个。狼哦、
Whoever that didn't pass by this gate is thief or wolf.
所以我们希望我们能够常常能够来仰望主。
And we hope that we all can look upon our Lord.
第四个主说，在第11节说，我是好牧人哦，好牧人为羊舍命哦。
In the verse 11. Book of John, chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
这个 好牧人哈、哦，喂羊舍命。那接下来他说，雇工不是牧人哦，也不是他自己的羊，所以他看来狼来了，他就跑走了。
And it tells us that the good shepherd will sacrifice his life for the sheep. However, a hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf comes, he abandons the sheep and runs away.
所以我们好牧人，你知道牧人，好牧人他怎样？每天都会经那个羊回家的时候，一个一个都要数，对不对？到底几只？
You know, a good shepherd, when they return home, they will count every single sheep.
而且呢，他每一只都要身体检查，看看有没有生病哦。
And he has to examine each of them to see if they are physically good.
所以，这个是好牧人，真的是到常常都能够知道怎么样的带领这些羊。
So a good shepherd knows how to take care of the sheep.
当然我们知道我们只有一个好牧人，就是主自己。
And we know that we have a good shepherd which is the Lord himself.
那为什么常常我们不好呢？
And why are we become bad?
因为我们根本像那个羊走迷的一样。
Because we were like a astray sheep.
我们很这个很固执哦。
We are stubborn.
所以呢，不照主说要这样走，你说那个不好，你要另外那样走。
So we didn't follow Lord.
所以为什么那个在另外那边圣经讲说这个我们要负主的恶哈，学主的样式，这样我们就必得享安息哈。
And therefore, in another scriptures, it mentioned that we should take up the yoke of the Lord so that we can enjoy His rest.
所以父主的轭就把你跟他在一起了哦。
Take the Lord's yoke is to make sure that we are linked with Him.
所以你就没办法随便到处乱跑。
So that we cannot be wandering around.
有时候我们生活上，我们的周遭环境上，给我们的拘束，这也可能是神要训练我们哦。
Sometimes in our life, our environment restricted us. This could be a training from the Lord.
所以希望我们常常是用喜乐的心、感谢的心，不论发生什么环境、周遭环境给我们什么，我们都欢喜的领受。
So I hope that everyone will have this joyful and thankful heart to thank the Lord for anything that it comes to them.
第五个是在约翰福音十一章哈二十五节。
And then in Book of John 11, chapter 11, verse 15.
耶稣对他们说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。”凡活的信我的人也必永远不死。
Verse 25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
所以这边主宣称我是复活的主。
Lord declared that he is the resurrected life.
那我们相信圣经只有在新约里面，主只有死三个复活。
We believe that in the New Book of Testament, New Testament, there are 13 times of resurrection.
雅鲁的女儿，然后还有那个寡妇的儿子，还有拉撒路。
The daughter of Yairu, Lazarus.And the son of the widow.
他们虽然都复活了，可是都死了。
They were all raised from death, but then they die again.
那只有一个，就是主，自从他复活以后就没有再死，然后现在正在天上。
Only our Lord Jesus, who died, resurrected, and never died again.
所以这个复活的主，他让我们在我们的生命中，在我们里面也有，让我们有一个复活的生命哦。
And our resurrected Lord allow us to have this resurrection.
我们从前是没有盼望的。
We did not have hope before.
那我们信主了，受浸的仪式在那边。
After baptize.
那个就像从水里再上来的时候，就好像从死里复活一样哦。
When you came up from the water, you are like being resurrected from death.
那让我们有一个这个像哥林多后书五章十七节讲，若有人在基督里，就是新造的人，旧事已过，一切都变新的。
Just like in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
所以，这个在那个在有两个人哦，一个是叫做Corey Temple 哦。
There were two persons. The first one is Corey Temple.
他是一个在荷兰的一个姐妹哦。
She is a sister in Holland.
但是因为他们家帮助在第二次世界大战德国攻打的时候，他们帮助那些帮助那些人躲避纳粹的这个逮捕哦。
In the Second World War, her family helped people to evade the Nazis' arrest.
所以呢，所以他们家全家都被逮去了。
And therefore, the whole family was arrested.
虽然他们也找到那个隐藏的地方是哪里，可是他们知道这些人到那边都会不见了。
Even though they knew where the hiding place is, but they knew that these people will be gone.
所以他父亲84岁被逮进去以后，七天以后就过世了，因为生病。
Her father was at 84 years old when he was arrested, and he passed away after 7 days.
所以他们几个姐妹都被隔离哈。
And she and her other sisters were separated.
所以都不知道彼此在哪里，情况是怎样。
And they didn't know each other's how they were doing.
后来她姐姐也在监牢里面被折磨死了。
And then her other sister was also died after being tortured.
那她52岁，所以在犹太人来说，这些人都是没有用的人。
She was 52 years old and was considered as useless.
所以犹太人很多都不是把他推到那个叫什么 gas chamber， 就把你弄死了。
And a lot
犹太人没有，就是很多人都因为他这个没有什么用，很多人都是进到那个 gas chamber 被希特勒杀死。
At that age, they are considered useless and will be killed somehow.
但是神的意念高过我们的意念哈，神的道路高度我们的道路。
God's will and God's way is higher than ours.
那个办事人员有错误哈。
The administrator make a mistake.
那就他们还没有送，还没说要去那个 gas chamber 的时候，他就得到一个 pass。
Before the camp was sent to the gas chamberlain, she received a pass.
说他 release 就是得释放，然后还给他一个 pass， 坐火车回他家乡。
Allowing her to be released and even a train pass to get onto the train to get home.
他不是莫名其妙不知道为什么会这样。
She didn't know why that happened.
但是 他走了没几天，所有跟他在一起的人，全部到那个 gas chamber 去了。
A few days after she left, the whole camp that was with her before was sent to the gas chamber to be killed.
所以，他相信是神带领他。
She believed that God has protected her.
所以，在隔没多久，在5月1945年的时候，他们就二次大战就结束了。
And then not long later, in the May of 1945, the Second World War ended.
所以呢，他就开放他的家，他知道这些人对德国人有很多的苦读哈。
And so she opened her homes again, and she knew that everyone has this hatred towards the Germans.
所以他能他就来帮助这些人能够知道主是爱他们的主。
So she was there to tell everyone that Lord loved them.
知道主有复活的大能哦。
And Lord has this power to resurrect.
所以我们常常有恨有苦读的时候，只有主能够让你忘记这些。
Whenever we have hatred or bitterness, only the Lord can help us to forget all these.
甚至他后来见到了这个他姐姐过世时候的那个在那边看守他姐姐的那些，就他所恨的人，他也能够跟他避了。
And she later met the guard who was guarding her deceased sisters, and he is supposed to be who she hate, but she can be friend with him.
这个是这一个，另外一个人就是叫做 Billy Sunday.
Another person, his name is Billy Sunday.
他还没有生出来的时候，他爸就在这个南北战争中，这个迷失不是，就是 disappear 失踪了。
Before he was born, his father disappeared at the Civil War.
所以他妈妈有这个四个小孩，实在很难养哦。
His mother has 4 kids, which is very difficult.
所以他12岁的时候，还其中2年跑到孤儿院去被人家抚养。
So when he became 12 years old, he went to an orphan so that someone else can support him.
那他21岁成为这个 baseball 的这个 professional baseball.
When he became 21 years old, he became a professional baseball player.
然后有机会这个听到芝加哥街上的步道。
And one time he had this opportunity to hear the gospel missionary in Chicago.
所以他得救，他就非常追求主哦。
After he was saved, he seeked the Lord.
就后来他打了这个职业棒球6年以后。
And then 6 years after he continued this professional baseball
game, 他就因为礼拜天都必须打，所以他觉得这样不好，所以后来他就辞职了。
Since he had to practice on every Sunday, he decided that this is not what the Lord wants, and he resigned.
所以他就加入了一个YMCA 的组织，继续做传福音的工作。
And he joined an organization as YMCA and continued the gospel work.
那时候1860几年到1910年附近的时候，美国很多酗酒的。
From 1860 something to 1910, there are a lot of drunkenness in the America.
所以大家也自己制造酒。
And they made their own wine.
所以没有那个法律规定不准制酒等等。
No law to ban wine making.
所以他有一句话说，这个说 whiskey is all right in his place, but his place is hell.
And so he has this word saying the whiskey is all right in his place, but the place is in hell.
所以他。 就对这些人传福音，那有很多人信主，他最大的成就就是他向一亿人传过福音，10 million people，在他一生中。So
his target is to spread the gospel to this drunkenness, and his accomplishment is to make 10 million people become believers.
100 million
become believers.
所以神复活的大能可以在每一个人身上成为一个很大的祝福，如果我们愿意的话。God's
resurrection power can become a blessing on each one of us if we are willing to.
好，这个。 第六个就是大家都很熟悉的约翰福音十四章第六节，
The sixth I am is in the book of John chapter 14 verse 6.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命，若不借着我没有人到父那里去。
Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
所以主说我就是那个道路。Lord
said, He is the way.
那我们常常很多路。We
always find ourselves encountering many different ways.
但是我们常常想的道路 走的路，从来没想说要走耶稣的路。But
we might have never thought of that we should walk on Lord's way.
那一条窄路。The
narrow way.
那希望主能够帮助我们更多知道。And
may Lord help us to understand His way more.
时间关系，我们看最后一个，就是第七个。
And because of time, I'm going to share the seventh I am.
这个第十五章，我念一到八节。
Chapter 15, I'm going to read verse 1 to 8.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I am the true vine, and my father is the gardener.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修剪干净。
He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。You
are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上， 自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。Remain
in me, I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子。因了离了我，你们就不能做什么。
I'm the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。If
anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withered. Which branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned?
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的、祈求的，就给你们成就。
If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you.
你们多结果子, 我父就因此得荣耀, 你们也就是我的门徒了。
This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
这边讲了半天, 你们在我里面, 我也在你里面, 等等等, 绕了半天, 我不晓得你们,
It repeated a lot of times that I am in you and you are in me. Surrounding this, I am in you and you are in me. Do you understand?
这个, 主耶稣说我是真的葡萄树,
Our Lord of Jesus said that He is the true vine.
所以常常被修剪的时候, 不是他修剪, 是父来修剪,
And therefore, being pruned is not pruned by Him, but by Lord Father.
是为了让我们, 这个结果更多,
For the purpose of making us to bear more fruit.
我记得我念国中的时候, 这个学校还是要剃光头之类的,
I remember when I was in high school, our school required us to shave our head.
所以呢, 我是篮球队的, 所以在学校有时候就, 头发留长一点。
Since I belong to the basketball team, sometimes I let my hair grow longer.
但是既然是这样规定, 那第一个, 那个教务主任, 他怎么去抓你呢?
Since this is the requirement, so the what is the teacher going to do?
就像耶稣是门一样,
just like Jesus as the gate.
你要到学校上课一定要进大门啊。
When you come to school, you have to pass through the school gate.
他就站在门口等你,
and he will
检查看看,
stand next to the gate to examine every student.
那就有人不进大门, 就翻墙进去,
Somebody avoided the gate and climbed the wall.
所以就逃过了,
and to avoid this test.
他比你更高明哦,
but the teacher has higher thought.
所以, 逃过中午要睡午觉, 所有的人都要趴着睡午觉。
Oh, the student passed through, avoided this exam, but at lunchtime, nap time, everyone has to lie head face down on the floor.
他一进教室就可以看出谁头发比较长。
And once he get into the classroom, he can see that who has longer hair.
所以呢, 他就像这边要修剪一样。
And the teacher is like a pruner here.
说为你好,
it's for your good.
所以拿那个手动的那个, 就在你的头上剪一个Y字形。
And he will have the shavers and start shaving a Y letters on your head.
你被剪了Y字形, 一定要剃光头才看不见Y吗?
After you have this Y letter on your head, you have to shave the rest of the hair.
虽然好像不, 不很合人道哦,
It seems like unhuman.
不过这个就是很容易就可以把你修剪, 你就能够在它里面能够知道怎么样比, 能够好。
But this is an easy way to make you behave.
所以我们常常有遇到什么, 遇到什么困难, 遇到什么的时候, 要知道主, 神在修剪我们哦，为的是我们的益处哦。
So when we are encountering difficulties, and Lord is shaping us, pruning us, it's for our goodness.
这个让我们结果更多，这个结果是不一定是只是传福音哦。
So that we can be more fruitful, and this fruitful doesn't just mean to spread the gospel.
像, 加拉太书五章那边讲的九种品味。 一个果子有九种品味的哦, 那些, 爱啊, 和平啊, 这个, 这个, 这个等等的哦, 这个都是主要我们希望在我们的身上能够有这样的属灵的品格哦。
In the book of Galatians chapter 5, it mentioned that the fruit has many ways, like the joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness.
所以, 这边告诉我们不单是这样，我们如果常常在它里面，这个讲了半天，后来一绕, 我不知道大家有没有让你心里开一下。他说第七节说，你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。
After he mentioned so many times that I'm in you and you are in me, in the verse 7, he says, if you remain in me and my word remains in you.
所以神的话怎么在你里面，怎么对你说话。
And how did God's word stay in you? How to speak to you?
如果你不藏在主里面，神怎么会对你说话。
If you don't remain in Lord, how can he speak to you?
所以我们希望我们能够真的是像主是葡萄树，真葡萄树，我们是枝子，能够藏在它里面。
So I hope that we will take this serious, that the Lord is the true vine and we are branches that we have to always stay with him.
好，最后一个我讲一个另外一个以前大家都知道的，叫做 Every Little。
I'll mention another story, Eric Little.
他是那个我们教会也有这一部叫做火战车哦。
Our church also have this videotape. Train?
The chariot of fire.
The chariot of fire.
那他是他父母是在中国宣教的宣教士哦。
His parents are missionary in China.
所以他生在中国。
So he was born in China.
五岁的时候，父母就把他带回美国。
At the age of five, his parents brought him back.
从五岁之后十二年，在这个 boarding school 寄读啊。
For the next 12 years, he was in the boarding school.
这个十二年当中，他只看见他父母三次回美国的时候，不是回美国，回苏格 Scotland 的时候，看到他三次。
And he only met his parents three times throughout these 12 years when the parents came back.
所以，但是他还是有还是爱主的心哦，所以他大学的时候他就是读 science 跟 religions 宗教跟科学。
He still have this heart for the Lord, and when he was in university, his major is science and religion.
所以1924年奥林匹克运动的时候，他本来要参加100公尺接力的选手代表。这个苏格兰英格兰
In 1924 in the Olympics he was going to represent Scotland in the 100 kilometers
in 100 relay 可是呢他发现 查一下这个 schedule 他发现 这两项的比赛都是在礼拜天。
But then he found out that these two races happened to be on Sunday.
所以就是本来要去跑，但他拒绝跑，所以他去巴黎那边跟那边的教会分享交通哦。
So instead of having the race, he went to Paris, one of the church in Paris to have fellowship.
而且他跑步跟人家不一样哦。
And then he has a different type of running.
你跑步一定这样，看准目标，然后低头冲着跑。
If you run, you will run towards the target.
他跑步是仰着头哦。
But when he runs, he look up.
所以他看的是天空哦。所以记者问他说：“你看上面。”你怎么看得到目标跑呢？
And reporters will ask him, how can you watch look up when you race?
他说神引领我，我是仰望神，看着神来跑。
He said, Lord will guide me. I look upon Lord for the running.
所以后来他发现 这个200公尺跟400公尺都不在这个礼拜天跑。
And then later on, he found that the 200 feet and the 400 feet races are not on Sunday.
其实他根本没有 train 这个训练要跑200跟400。
He were never trained to run for 200 and 400 feet.
所以呢，他参加200公尺的时候得第三名哦。
So he get the bronze medal at the 200 feet race.
跑400公尺的时候，他被排在最前面一个哦。
In the 400 feet race, he was the first one.
那是最不好的，因为你跑根本看不见后面的哦。没有竞争的。
He was put on the first one in line, and which is not so advantage to him because he can't see the rest of the people.
但是 anyway, 他平常也不看别人的哦。
But as usual, he never look at others anyway.
所以呢，他跑完以后，第二名的跟他差五公尺哦。
So after he finished the line, the second in line was about 5 feet. From him.
他得gold medal.
And he received the gold medal.
然后破世界纪录。
And he even break the world record.
他的岁数是22岁。
He was at 22 years old at that time.
如果他是你的话，22岁得gold medal，那你觉得未来四年，你是不是要再参加一个 Olympic？
If you were him, you receive a gold medal, will you be planned to join another Olympic race after 4 years?
但是他在猪里面，他知道他主要他做什么。
But he knew what Lord wanted him to do.
所以他23岁，就是隔一年，他就去中国，毕业，大学毕业，他就去中国做宣教士，当老师。
So at age of 23, after he graduated from university, he went to China and became a teacher in China.
所以后来他43岁过世哦。
He passed away at 43.
那虽然年纪很小，对不对？
Even though still young.
但他在中国的时候也没有像我们想象说多好像像戴德森那么有名哦。
Even though he was not as famous as the other people,
但是他在中国的时候，日本入侵的时候。
But when Japanese invaded China,
那他这个跟他朋友要去出去的时候。他朋友说要这个日本人很危险，必须要带个枪哦。
When he were ready to go out with his friend told him that it's very dangerous and they have to carry guns.
然后他告诉他朋友说不要带枪哦。
He told his friend not to bring gun.
他说 if you have that gun in your pocket, you will depend on it.Rather God.
And he said
rather
that,
than God.
And he said that if you have a gun in your pocket, you are going to depend on the gun rather than God.
就是说，如果你有枪在你的口袋里的话，你会依靠枪，不是依靠神哦。
If you have a gun in your pocket, you will depend on the gun rather than God.
所以我们希望我们常常能够在我们生活中能够靠神哦。不是靠这个势力，也不是靠金钱哦。
So I hope that we can depend on God, not depend on what we have, the wealth.
后来这个时机紧急的时候，他就把他太太跟三个女儿送回加拿大去了。
When the war became more serious, he sent his wife and 3 daughters back to Canada.
但是有很多宣教士，因为他没有把他们的小孩送回去，所以后来日本占领的时候，被掳的那些1500人在那个集中营里面，很多都是这个 teenager。
But because most of the other missionaries did not send their children back, and when the Japanese captured part of the China, they put these 1,500 missionaries together, and among them have a lot of teenagers.
所以这些teenager血气方刚，常常跟日本人被不跟他们配合，所以常常被打得很惨。
And these teenagers do not cooperate with the Japanese, and therefore were being hit all the time.
所以他就愿意出来，然后帮助他们，然后告诉日本人说他愿意帮助这些年轻人。And
he is willing to stand up and tell the Japanese that he is going to help discipline these teenagers.
所以帮助他们教他们科学，教他们数学，然后也帮助他们组织运动，然后也教他们圣经。And
he taught them science, math, and Bible.
然后他就好像他们的 youth pastor 一样。And
he became their youth pastor.
甚至他把自己跑步的鞋送给那个年轻的人。
He even gave away his running shoes, sneakers.
所以后来在大战结束前，他因为身体的关系，这个brain tumor 就过世了。And
before the war ended, because of brain tumor in his head, he passed away.
所以这边看到，虽然在人看来43年哦。 而且有这么好的前途哦。
And to man, he is so young, only 43 years old, and he has such a bright future.
但是他愿意在主里面更多的让主来做他所要做的工作。
But he was willing to put up his life to do God's work.
希望我们也能够这样哦，能够知道。 这个说怎么样才算是做神的工，就是与主联合，就是做神的工。And
I hope that we will all understand how to do God's work is to be united with Lord.
好，我们低头祷告。Let's
have more prayer.
亲爱的主，我们真的是谢谢主，让我们能够读你的话。
Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us to read your word.
我们的话有尽头，但是你的能力是无限的。Our
word has limitation, but your power is unlimited.
就求主坐在我们每一个人身上，让我们能够信靠你，而不是信靠其他的。Please
work on each one of us so that we can trust in you.
让我们真的知道。 你是这一切的一切。
So that we know that you are everything.
因为我们知道以别的代替耶和华的，他必愁苦必加增。
Because we know that if we replace anything for the Jehovah, our sadness will increase.
让我们真的是能够在你里面知道你是这世界上的光。
Let us realize that you are the light of the world.
是我们生命的粮
is the bread of life
是羊的门
is the gate for the sheep
是好牧人
and you are the good shepherd
然后也是生命在你，你也是复活的主
and you are the resurrected Lord
你也是这个道路真理生命的主
And you are the way, the life, and the light.
让我们真的是能够知道你是真葡萄树。
So that we also know that you are the true vine.
你在我们里面，你的话也在我们里面。
You live in us, and your word is remain in us.
让我们能够常常在你里面能够享受你自己。
So that we can enjoy in you.
我们谢谢主，祷告奉靠主耶稣的名。
We thank the Lord in Christ Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.